bottom of Kuftei Vav Amud Aleph, where it says that that there was machlokas of Chishtin Rav Huna, whether Kishtei HaKodesh you should not allow to write, still if they're in danger of being burnt, you'll have to save them from fire or not. So Rav Chisda says that you do save them, and Rav Huna says that you're not allowed to save them. Yeah? Yeah. So, but in the end, Rav Huna admitted that there's machlokas tanoim, that one Tana holds taka that you are allowed to save them, you have to save them, and one Tana holds, since you're not allowed to write them, you're not allowed to save them, I can't. So Mora says now, man tanoi, who are these tanoim that Rav Huna said argue in his shayla? Ilei matana kama de Rav Yossi, right? If you say it's the Tana Kama and Rav Yossi, right, which we had before, the Braisa that says, right, that if the Kisvei HaKodesh were written in Targum or any other language, you do save them. And Rav Yossi Omrei Matzilin Osam. That's the Machlokas, and the Tana Kama holds like Rav Chisda. And Rav Yossi holds like Rav Huna. That's what Rav Huna meant to say. I hold like Rav Yossi, right, who says that, what's it called, you can't save them. So that can't be. Because Dilma Behokim it for me. Mar Sover Nitnu Likros Bohenu, Mar Sover Lo Nitnu Likros Bohenu. There's no raya that the Tana Kama holds like Rav Chisda. That even if you can't write them, you save them. Maybe the Machlokas is in that gufa. Are you allowed to write it or not? Right? The Tana Kama held you are allowed to write it, therefore you save it. And Rav Yossi held, you're not allowed to write it, therefore you don't say it. Right? But everybody holds like Rav Huna. Not that there's a machlokas tanoim in what Rav Huna said. Rashi, ilei matanakama k'Rav Chisda, Rav Yossi k'Rav Huna, dilma taima de tanakama mishum de kesover nitnu likros bohen. The noid Rav Yossi koi k'Rav Huna, niu k'Rav Chisda lo koi. Right? Rav Yossi for sure could hold, what's it called, Rav Huna could sure could hold like Rav Yossi. But Rav Chisda can't be according to Rav Yossi, right? Because Lamaisa he holds that in every case you can save them, whether they're allowed to be written or not. So the Rav Yossi can't be like Rav Chisda, and the Tana Kama could be is also not like Rav Chisda, because maybe the Tana Kama holds only if you're allowed to write them, do you save them, right? And maybe that's the reason he holds you save them. But he also would agree if you can't write them, you don't save them. The Miuk Rav Chisda lo koi lo velochad. There's no case where Rav Chisda holds that you can't save them. Even if you're not allowed to write them, you save them. So the Gemara says, Ella Rav Yossi v'tana de giftis. The machlokas tanoim is Rav Yossi, who clearly holds what Rav Huna holds. Right? Rav Huna holds clearly like Rav Yossi. And what Rav Yossi says can't go according to Rav Chisda. And the braisa we had before about ksuvim giftis, where is that braisa? Hayuksuvim giftis, toshma, hayuksuvim giftis, midis, ivris, ilmis, yivonis, afa pishalom nitnu likros, ben matzilin. That braisa of the theorist holds like Rav Chisda. Right? That even though you're not allowed to write it, you still save it. So those are the two tanoim that Rav Huna was referring to that argue in his machlokas with Rav Chisda. Okay, Tzvana Rabbanan. Habrachos, right, this is all talking in a time when Torah Shebal Peh wasn't allowed to be written down. So all you were allowed to write down was Torah Shebichsav. So things that were not part of Tanakh weren't allowed to be written down, including brachos. Brachos were not Torah Shebichsav, they were Torah Shebal Peh. There's things that the Rabbanan instituted. So you weren't allowed to have Siddurim, you couldn't write a Siddur. Right, it was also to have a Siddur. The Hakmiyin, Kmiyin were amulets that were written with psukim and shemos of the Rabbanu Shalom, also not allowed to be written. If they wrote psukim in the kmiyim, was also to write psukim, was also to write things that were not, what's it called, Torah Shebichsav, right? And you had to write it only in as a Torah Shebichsav, what? From Torah Shebichsav, you couldn't write them in a kmiyah, you had to write them in a sefer, in Tanakh. Lechora, I don't know. Even though the Gemara says they were kmiyim, they make kmiyim, but not with psukim, with other things. Alpha pishiyesh ben osiyos shoshem uminyonos harbeishem b'torah Ek matzilin alsam mit mehadleika. El nisrofin bimkomon hein vaskaroseim. Right? Kniim, even if they have psukim and they have shemus of Hashem, you don't save them, you let them be burnt. Even with the shemus of the Rabbanu Shalom. Mikan omru, therefore Chazal say, kos ve brachos kesorfe Torah. That people who write down brachos, who write sidurim, are like people who burn Torah. Because if there ever be a fire, you'd have to let it burn. Rashi, habrachos, matbeya brachos shetovu chachomen, kavon shmona esrei yashar brachos. The brachos that the Rabbanin instituted, that's Torah Shebal Peh. Shmona esrei, whatever. You couldn't write down a siddur. Uminyonos harbe, miparsio shoyu kosim bikmi and psukim lalachash, kagon kola machla, kagon lotiri pachad laila. They wrote psukim in Kniim, but they didn't have a din of Kisvei HaKodesh, because they weren't written properly, and they weren't written with the whole Tanakh. So they weren't allowed to be written. Nisrofim koma, imnoflan dleika b'shabbos. And even though these things have psukim, and they have shemos Hashem, but they're not Kisvei HaKodesh, so they weren't choshish for their bizoyin, as long as you didn't destroy them, and you didn't marmavaza them, there was a fire, you weren't allowed to save them on Shabbos. Because you won't be Shabbos, you won't save them if a fire comes on Shabbos. Okay. And there's a shaila whether this hein vaskaro sehen, there's a prima godim who says that, and Mishavura passing like that too, that if there are shemos Hashem in the kamiya, then you do save it. Also shemos. Psukim not. But shemos, yes. And any hold that bisman hazeh, you're allowed to write psukim, because even if it doesn't have a din of Torah shebichzav, you're allowed to write down Torah Shebal Peh, and therefore you're allowed to write psukim in kamiyim, and you do save the kamiyah.
So you're only allowed to write a full sefer?
Basically, yeah. Otherwise, you couldn't write a pasuk just like this, the chori. I don't know. In any case, but bizman hazeh, you're allowed to write, according to some, you're allowed to write kamiyim. We'll see, we'll get to it. So this, the hein vaskaroseyan is in brackets, because it could be that the askaros, at least, you do save. With the Shemus Hashem, but not just psukim without Shemus. Mika, okay. Maisa be'echot she'ekose b'tzidon. There was a, what's it called, a person in Sidon who used to write brachos and kmios. Bo voldius Rabbi Shmuel. They went and told Rabbi Shmuel. V'holach Rabbi Shmuel abodko. Rabbi Shmuel went to check him out to see if what he's doing. Shaya ola besulam, when he was going up the stairs to where he was writing these things, here Gishmel, so the person realized Rabbi Shmuel's coming to check and see if he's writing brachos or whatever. Notel tumos brachos, the shokam b'safo shomayim. He took a whole tome, a whole, pile of brachos, and he put them into a bowl of water, right? And this way they dissolved. So this way Rabbi Shmuel wouldn't catch him writing brachos. So he dissolved the sidurim. Ubaloshen hazeh omer lo Rishmael. Rishmael told him, Gadol on the shoachrim in Arisha. What you did now is worse than what you did in the beginning. Writing brachos is osur, but destroying them is even worse. So he recognized that he put them into the water, and even though they weren't there anymore, but he knew what they were. Rashi, lebodko im emes hayadavri. He went to check and see if it's true what people were saying. You see that Rishmael just didn't accept what people said. He went to check it out himself. Tumos kvutzos kuntresim, groups the word is tomes. A tome is a book, but it's really a kuntres. It's a manuscript, like a manuscript. Hayu ksuvim. Oh, we didn't get her yet. Omer lo Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, we said that already. Bo mine reish gulusa mi rabba bar Rav Huna. The reish gulusa es rabba Rav Huna. Hayuksuvim besam ubesikra bekumus vekankantum beloshen hakodesh matzilin osam neadleika o ein matzilin. What happens if these things were written beloshen hakodesh, but they weren't written with dio, with ink? They were written in a way that you're not really allowed to write it, because certain svarim you have to write with dio only. You wrote these in things that are not miskayim. Right, you wrote it in a way that you're not really allowed to write a sefer of Tanakh. We'll see inside which svarim. What if they're written improperly? Right, not also to write because you wrote in Lashon HaKodesh, but it's written improperly. It doesn't have a din of a sefer in Tanakh. So do you save it or not? What?
So therefore, it's also to write because it's not Kisvei HaKodesh again, or it's just you're not, you're
No, it's, well, I don't know if it's usher to write it, because that's not the way to write a sefer. It doesn't have the kedusha of a sefer of Nevi'im or whatever. Could be the same thing with the psukim and the kmim. It's not that you're not allowed to write them. It's just that they don't have a kedusha of a sefer of Tanakh. And it's only a sefer in Tanakh, not a pasuk in Tanakh that you say. Some of that's the idea. So Mar says, Tiboy Laman Diom Matsilim, Tiboy Laman Diom Matsilim. So he told him, the Shaila is a good Shaila, even according to the Man Diomro, who says that if you're not allowed to write it in other languages, right, you don't save it, and it's a Shaila, even according to one who says you do save it in other languages, right? Tiboy Laman Diomer Ain Matsilim, oh, that's a honey meal, Tiboy Laman Diomer Ain Matsilim, honey meal, Hechadik Sive Targum Vacholosha, Avahachadik Sive Beloshan Akodish Matsilim. Maybe the one who holds that you don't save it when it's written in other languages because it's other languages. But here it's written in Lashon HaKodesh. It's just not written in the proper way to make it a sefer of Tanakh. That much already is still a bezoyin. It's written in Lashon HaKodesh. So maybe even the one who holds you can't write in other languages, and you don't save it if you can't write it. Here, even though you don't write it, but it's written in Lashon HaKodesh, it's a bezoyin, you do save it. And Tiboya Dilma, Afilo Madyom Matzilin, or maybe not. Maybe even according to the one who says that you do save it if it's written in other languages, honey mila hechadik sivi b'dyo de mekayim. That's only if you write it in other languages and you write it in dyo, so it'll last. So then it's a bizarion to have it burned. Avohacha kimin d'lo mekayim lo. But over here, it's not going to last anyway. Eventually, it's going to fade or whatever. Nanel, it's not such a bizarion to have something destroyed that anyway is going to fade out. Amarlei, so he answered him, ein matzilin. The halacha is, since it's written in something, both that you really doesn't make it a safer of kedusha, and it's going to fade. It's not going to remain. Therefore, it's not a bezoyin to let it burn. Shmuel says, "V'ho Rav Hamanuna tana matzilin." I, Rav Hamanuna, said that what's it called that you do save it? Amar lei tanya tanya. So if there's a brisa that I wasn't aware of, enechanami, okay. But what's it called? I wasn't aware. You asked me the shail. I told you what I thought. Rashi, hayu ksuvim Torah neviim uksuvim, but not bidyo. Tiboy leman diomrim benichtovim becholoshem matzilin. Tiboy leman diomrim matzilin. The shail is a shail according to either tzad. Could be this is better than Kitvei HaKodesh that's written in other languages. Could be it's worse than that. The lo mekayim ein meskayim kidyo. It won't last like ink lasts. Har have a menuna tana matzilin. Ramenuna said, what a brisa that says you do save it. So he says, what's it called? If there is such a brisa, fine. My tanya, where is this brisa? Omer avashi kedetanya. Ein bein svarim le megillah. Right? There's only the only difference between shar sifrei tanach and megillah is elashar svarim netovim b'chol lashon. Other svarim can be written in any language. This is according to the Tanakhama that you can write other svarim in any language, not like Rav Gamliel, right? The Megillah actually takes suba ashuris ala sefer ubidyo. But a Megillah has to be written in ashuris. It has to be written ala sefer on cloth, ubidyo, and with ink, and not with other kinds of writing things. Bo mine Rav Huna. Okay, second Rashi. My Tanya, Hecha Tanya. Midikomer Megillah b'dyo uptani dehu min advarim shebein svarim leMegillah shmami no shar svarim nechtovim b'sam v'sikra. Other svarim tak you're allowed to write b'sam v'sikra. Since you're allowed to write it like that, right? What's it called? Mestama you're matzil it also. Bo mine Rav Huna bar Cholov mi Rav Nachman sefer Torah she'ein bo lulakit shmoni v'chamish osios kigon parshas vayihi ben soa ha'aron. Matzilin osom ibn adleiko ein matzilin. You have a Sefer Torah that wore out, and you can't pick out 85 osios that are still kosher. Okay? So do you save that Sefer Torah from adleiko or not? And the 85 osios are because the pasuk vayihibin so harom, really it's two psukim, are 85 osios, and we'll see tomorrow that they form a Sefer. They're considered a Sefer in Torah. There are really seven svarim, and this is one sefer. So 85 osios has a din of a sefer. So if you don't have 85 kosher osios in the Sefer Torah, then it's not considered a sefer. That's a shaila. Is it considered a Sefer Torah still that you save from the dleika, or since most of it's worn out and you don't even have 85 osios, you don't save it?
Did 85 letters have to be
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. No. Malakit, the Gemara says. Right. The Gemara is going to ask that question. Gemara says, Omer Leva, Tiboyalach Parshas, Vayibin Soha Aron Gufa. Why don't you ask, forget about a Sefer Torah, ask by that Parsha itself. You don't have the 85 Osios, do you save that Parsha or not? The Hecha, the Chosr, Parshas, Vayibin Soha, Lokum Yiboyali. The Kivin, the Espe Haskoros, Afal Giv, the Lespe, Shmoni Vachamish Osios, Matzilin. I'm not, the Shaila is not by the Vayibin Soha. Because if Vayibin Soha has Shemos of Hashem in it, and if they're shamos, I surely hold that if they're shamos, even if there's no 85 osios, but they're shamos, you save it. My shaila is if there's no shamos, all the shamos have worn out, and there's not 85 osios, and there's also no shamos. So what do you do then? Kikomi boyli sefer Torah she'ein bo lalakit. My. Right? You have a sefer Torah, you can't find 85 osios in that sefer Torah, and there are no askaras. Omar le ein matzili. The halacha is taka that you don't save it. Rashi. Bar Cholov Shem Adam. That's the name of a person. Pirush HaKuntris. Pehe Osios. Zehu Shir LeSefer Torah. Shenimchak. That's the shear of a Sefer Torah that was either erased or bala or wore out. Lios Ome B'Kedushas. It still has Kedusha Sefer Torah if there are 85 Osios that are still intact. Kegon Parshas Vayibin Sohar. Don't you Sefer Liatzmo. Even so, Aaron has a din of a sefer, kidlakamon, like the Gemara is going to say later. The Yeshba Pehe, and that has 85 osios. Lilakate, Shinisheris Kan Teva, Vamokamacher Teva. There's a word here, a word there, right? Not necessarily one after the other. Later on, the Gemara is going to want to know, do you have to have at least whole words here and there? Or even if you just pick out letters from words, right? But total of 85 osios, here Rashi is Mashma, there's a word here, a word there, and total of all these words is 85. But you need whole words, at least, for these osios to be in. Mao latzilan, the tiboy alach leparshas vayibin soar and gufa, shenichtav alavada, the chosra os, mao latzilan. If you have the pasuk, vayibin soar ha'aron, by itself, should you save it or not? And it's missing one letter. Shemar says, she'enbo kedei lalake, she'enbo kedei lalukot, v'oso likut atzmo leka askaros. The question is only if you don't have any shemos. But this pasuk itself has shemos, so even if it's missing one letter, but the shemos is still intact, you do save it. Okay. Omar lei matzilin, eshte. Targum shekosvo mikra. If you wrote the parts of the Torah that are written in Targum, or Tanakh, that are written in Targum, like in this coming week's Sedra, Yigar Sahadusa is Targum. It's written in the Torah. And you wrote it in the translation. You translated it to Hebrew. Or Mikra Shekosva Targum. Or you took the Mikra translated into Targum. The Ksav Ivris Matzila. Or you wrote it in Old Hebrew. So you still save those things from the fire. Mipnei Adleika. Ve'ein Sarech Lomar Targum Shebe'ezra Shebe'daniel Shebe'torah. Right, and surely the Targum that's written in Ezra and in Daniel and in the Torah, like Yigar Sadusa, you say, right? Sheba Torah, my Neil, what is the case where Targum is in the Torah? Yigar Sadusa. So the Targum that's written in the Torah, and you leave it Targum, surely you say, that's what the Torah is. It's the name of a place where they made a bris between Lavan and Yaakov. Then Yaakov called it Galed. And Lovin called it Yigar Sadusa. He called it in Aramaic. The Alpha got the Lespe Shmoni Vechamish Osios. Even though there's not 85 Osios, right? Mashma, even though there's not 85 Osios. Those things itself, you're Matzel. Where it says, Kitan Yahi Lahashlim. Those things are Mashlim, the 85 Osios. If you have less than 85 Osios, but you have these words in Targum written, right? Then it's Mashlim, the 85 Osios. Do they all have to be together, close together, or do you pick them out, one here, one there? Rav Huna Omer Mechunasos, Rav Huna says they have to be close together, and Rav Chisda Omer Afilu Mufuzaros, and Rav Chisda said even if they're separated, one here, one there. Neisvei, the Gemara asks, Sefer Torah Shebala, Sefer Torah that wore out. In Yeshbo Lalaki, Shmoni, the Chomish Osios, Gigon Parshas, Vaibin Sahara Matsilit, Vimlav Ein Matsilit, right? Says if you can pick out 85 osios like the parsha of Ahibin So Aron, you save it. And if you can't, then you're not matzalit, right? So lechaora over here it's mashma that even lalakate, even to pick out one here and pick out one there, lavdafka that it's mamish together, okay? To yufta the Rav Huna, so tirgum Rav Chisda liba the Rav Huna betevos. So the Gemara said Rav Chisda helped out Rav Huna, and he said, no, this is no proof to me. It's no proof against Rav Huna, because it could be that it has to be, what's it called, lalakate means you can have a letter here in a word and a letter there in a word, right? But they have to be close together. The words have to be close together. The letters don't have to be one after the other, but at least have to be in words that are one after the other. Rashi. Targum shibatari agar sadusa v'shinaviyim kigon kidinot temrun lahom yirmiyahu. There's a pasuk that said in Aramaic, shikosvo mikra, and if you wrote that in Hebrew, inami hatargum shibezra kosvo mikra, or the targum in Ezra, you wrote it in Hebrew, ksav ivris osios gedolosain. They're bigger letters than our regular Hebrew. They're old ancient Hebrew. They ain't domos l'ksavashiris, they're not what we call ksavashiris. Even though you write it in Hebrew, but the characters are ivris. Elishikosva osios mishunos. They ain't tzarich lomer targum shebe Ezra shebe Daniel shebe Torah shikosvu targum kilchosov. Surely, if you wrote the words that are supposed to be targum as targum, that's what you're supposed to do. Lahashlim im hoyer bo kedei lalakid. The targum zum hashlimo mitzarif matzilim b'shvilo. Even if the 85 osios, some of them are in the targum part of the Torah, that's also okay. Chiyotir Rav Huna, miktoni lalakeit mechladim afuzarisinu. Says you can't collect 85 osios. Mashma that they're not all together. Betevos, hadiktoni lalakeit, the mashma fuzaros, lo lalakeit osla oslavad. It's not that you pick out a letter here and a letter there. Lalakeit teva shlema, teva kan, veteva kan, ad pehe osios. The chipalginam be osios amafuzaros. So what the way Rashi learns is like this, that the words, you have to have at least a whole word, like Rashi said before, right? In other words, the osios don't have to be one after the other, but at least it has to be part of a whole word. So you have a word here, and then a word over there, a word over there. But it can't just be a letter over here, a letter over there, and a letter over there. It has to be at least whole words that are still intact.